joining us right now for a conversation as we spend time at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. Brian Keel with Farmers for Free Trade is with us. Brian, it's good to talk with you again, sir. Hope all is well.
Everything's great, and thanks for having me, Jesse. It's great to be here in San Antonio. Commodity Classic is obviously the go-to trade show of the year, so it's great to be here with friends and coworkers.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of talk about trade and tariffs and so much more, I'm sure, here this week amongst folks at Commodity Classic. And I know you guys held a roundtable focused on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And I want to start there and talk about some of what was said, what was heard in that roundtable discussion as we ramp up and get ready for the review here in July. The importance of USMCA, obviously, I don't think we can truly underscore how important that agreement is to North American trade.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Mexico is our largest export destination for U.S. food and ag, about $30 billion in exports. Largest export destination for U.S. corn in particular, but significant for pork, for dairy, for wheat, for sorghum, for soy. I mean, across the board, it's an important export destination. Canada's our second largest export destination, just under $30 billion. Together, they're about $58 billion in annual exports. So if you don't have Canada and Mexico as places to send our food and ag products, farm country's going to hurt even more than it's hurting today.
And I've heard from a lot of folks that the biggest thing they're telling the administration is do no harm when it comes to USMCA. They feel that for agriculture, at least, that really what's in place is a really, really good agreement. So it's more or less a try not to do any harm to this agreement.
That's right. I mean, President Trump should be proud of this accomplishment. You know, this was his signature trade deal in 2018. And it passed the Congress with huge bipartisan margins. Democrats and Republicans supported this deal. It's a really good trade agreement. And again, for ag, it's just a no-brainer. It's our two largest export markets. So we should not even for a moment think about scrapping this deal or doing individual deals with Mexico and Canada. We've got the deal we want. If we can tweak it and improve it, if we can get better dairy access to Canada, by all means, let's do that. Mm-hmm. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
What about other trade tariff-related issues? Obviously, we've seen a lot of these trade deal frameworks, announcements, and then we get the news, of course, with the Supreme Court with IEEPA tariffs and President Trump, saying it's a 10-15% global tariff. I have other methods. So I've said this to a few folks, and I'm curious your thoughts. It just feels like there's a lot of uncertainty again when it comes to tariffs and trade, Brian.
Yeah, uncertainty is the hallmark. I mean, it's the key word this year, and it's unfortunately what we don't need, right? I mean, farmers are hurting. We're in a farm economy crisis. We need stability, certainty. We need markets that we can count on. Again, give the administration credit for trying and getting some mini deals with the EU or with India, but at the end of the day, those aren't full free trade agreements. They're not going through Congress. We're not sure if they're going to be there after this administration is gone. And it's also been very disruptive for our major markets like China. I mean, our third largest export destination, for months was just not buying anything. We can't do that. We need more certainty and more stability.
Well, and certainty not only on the trade side, but thinking about inputs as well as we're geared up for spring planting season on the fertilizer side and so much more. I mean, it creates a lot of challenges for producers when we have all this uncertainty, Brian.
Absolutely. And the trade policies of this past year have really squeezed farmers. They've increased farm input costs, everything from, as you said, fertilizer, steel and aluminum, farm chemicals, I mean, you name it, across the board, everything's more expensive. And at the same time, it's pushed down commodity prices as we've lost overseas markets. And that's a recipe for the farm crisis that we have right now.
Absolutely. So from Farmers for Free Trade's perspective, what are some things that folks can do to make their voice heard? I know you guys, of course, advocate for free trade and working with the administration and more. I mean, what can producers do right now to make sure their voice is heard and folks on Capitol Hill understand the importance of getting some certainty here, Brian?
So I think the first thing folks should do is reach out to their members of Congress. I mean, one of the things we have going for us in agriculture is that politicians like to listen to us. You know, they all understand if we don't have farmers, we don't have food, and that's kind of important. Mm-hmm. So you know, a lot of farmers know their members of Congress personally. Invite them out to your farm. Have them come see what's going on. Talk to them about how input costs are too high and we shouldn't have tariffs on fertilizer. We shouldn't have tariffs on farm equipment. That's number one. And number two, when you're talking to them, tell them USMCA is critical. We need to get that thing reauthorized for another 16 years, and there should be no question that we're going to move forward with that agreement.
Fantastic. And I know farmersforfreetrade.com, that's a great place to start. You guys have a ton of resources and information available there, don't you, Brian?
We do, and you can find us also on any of the social media platforms at Farmers for Trade. That's with four spelled out. So, yeah, find us, follow us. I'd love to have you join us, and it's important. We're doing this because it's about farms and it's about the next generation.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd mention or reiterate to folks just as we watch this evolving conversation that I know we're going to be having to watch this for quite some time in front of us, unfortunately. I'm sure it's not something that's going to get solved overnight, Brian.
It's not going to get solved overnight, and I think one thing that people need to brace themselves for is, you know, the disruptions are long-term disruptions. I often say trade is not a light switch. It's not like you turn off trade with a country and then turn it back on. While that light's turned off, you know, Brazil's stepping into the mix, and mm-hmm. Australia's stepping into the mix, and Argentina's stepping up. So we need a full court press. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue. This isn't partisan. We need all parties understanding. Without trade, agriculture withers on the vine, and we need that trade, and we need those exports.
Farmersforfreetrade.com. Brian Keel, always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for joining us on the show, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jesse, and have a great Commodity Classic.